Well, hello, and welcome back to our thought for the day. And in these days running up to Good Friday and Easter Day, we're in Isaiah chapter 53, where the prophet is writing of God's suffering servant. So before we read verse 3, let's pray. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak just now. Some message to meet my need, which thou only dost know. Speak now through thy holy word, and make me see some wonderful truth thou hast to show to me. Amen. So Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3, talking of the suffering servant. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Well, it's so important to see this verse in two different applications. First, of course, it is clearly prophetic of our Lord Jesus Christ and how most people responded to him during his 3 years of his earthly ministry. But you'll notice that Isaiah writes in the past tense. We sometimes call this the prophetic past tense, because although the event is predictive of the future, it is so absolutely certain that it's written of as if it had already occurred. So God's suffering servant, the subject of this chapter, is said to be despised and rejected. Now today the word despised has overtones of contempt, but the original meaning of the word, the meaning of the word here, is of grossly underestimating and of presumed worthlessness. And we see it most starkly with Jesus as the folk of his hometown of Nazareth ask of Jesus, "Isn't this the carpenter's son?" Jesus was indeed despised, but he was also rejected. John writes of Jesus at the opening of his gospel, and he came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Indeed, they rejected him to the point of shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." But if all we do is read this verse and then tut-tut about the Jewish leaders and the crowds, we miss the most important half of the picture. Because second, we need to see that this verse is prophetic of our attitude towards Christ before the Father, through the work of the Holy Spirit, reveals of the truth of the gospel to our blind spiritual eyes. Because before we come to Christ in true faith and repentance, we too despise Jesus. We reject Jesus. So this verse is about us too. During his St. Matthew Passion, J.S. Bach has the choir sing these words: "Our holy Jesus, how hast thou offended that man to judge thee hath in hate pretended? By foes derided, by thine own rejected, O most afflicted, who was the guilty? Who brought this upon thee? Alas, my treason Jesus hath undone thee. 'Twas I, Lord Jesus, I it was denied thee. I crucified thee." Then Isaiah gives God's suffering servant this wonderful and remarkable title of the man of sorrows. Luke in his gospel records Jesus as that man of sorrows, twice weeping over Jerusalem, as well as in the Garden of Gethsemane, where John has Jesus saying to his father, "Now is my soul deeply troubled." And what made Jesus so sorrowful? The weight and pain of your sin and of mine. And think of the sorrow that was heaped upon our Saviour by the contemptuous rejection which our dear Lord experienced when he came to save us. Now, we probably all felt pain and sorrow of rejection in our lifetime, but one or two sorrows doesn't make me a man of sorrows. But to take upon himself the sins of all those who would come to trust by faith and believe in him, that's our wonderful man of sorrows. And the reminder of that thought throughout this chapter and in these coming days as we move towards Good Friday should bring us to our knees in deep and humble thankfulness. Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Saviour. Our loving Father, we thank you that you came, and you came to face the rejection and the despising of sinful men, and how we have done that in the past, and we rejoice that you have shown to us yourself as our joyful Redeemer and Saviour. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.